Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's time for another hour of very important information about your health and well-being. DJV Health is on the air. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken practices at Lake Cardiology down in Mondura, Florida. That's his clinic. He is a well-known cardiologist, not only in that area, but around the country. He certainly has, over the years, been a spokesperson for and a facilitator for the American Heart Association. I won a number of awards. A lot of people listen. It's like, remember that old ad? Was it E.F. Hutton? When E.F. Hutton talks, everybody listens? I think that was the ad, wasn't it, if I remember correctly?
It was, yes.
Yeah. All right, so everybody, when you talk, people listen as well. So let's not make this program, and I say this almost every week, and we've kind of waxed and waned here on COVID. There's not, what's new? And that's really the question. What's new when it comes to COVID? We all know the numbers, and it's not a value here for us to repeat statistics. What's a value is to help you understand how to personally deal with the vagaries, in this case, of the Delta virus. I was talking earlier this week on the DJV program, Ken, about the whether the Omega, what is it? Not the Omega. What's the new one called? There's another variant that's floating around.
Delta variant?
No, it's not the Delta. It's the one after
Lambda
that.
Variant.
Lambda.
There's 2,000 of them, Doug.
Yeah, right. And so what people need to get sort of into their heads is that these variants will be with us as the flu, regular flu variants have been with us, as the cold has been with us, as other things have been with us. It's another way of your body being attacked, I guess, much anything else, resulting from how you live your life. Now, the question that people will ask, Ken, will the vaccines will continue because hopefully it is doing something to protect us, and secondly, it's good business for the drug companies, so we know that's not going to go away. But then you get down to the mask situation and people really rebelling against being told they have to wear a mask. I don't see that. I see the vaccines continuing. I see a lot of things that have, you know, changed somewhat. But people are, and you see the pushback now. Even though Delta is important, we're not, just not going to do what we did for a year and a half. And so I wonder where you come down when patients are coming in to ask you whether they should wear a mask. Should I get a third shot? What are you saying?
Well, what we're trying to do is avoid severe COVID-19 because as you and I are talking, more than 100,000 Americans are in the hospital right now, which is a lot of people.
Why? Are they in the hospital because they didn't wear masks, because they didn't have shots, or because they have a weak immune system and there's just no way of getting around, they're going to get sick?
Well, there's not one. You like simple answers to complex issues, and there's no simple answer to this one, Doug. You have a lot of different answers to that question. You have a country like Israel, the most vaccinated country in the world. 80% of people, adults, 80 plus percent of adults are vaccinated. Early on, you know, back in, we're talking about January of this year, and you're seeing significant numbers of breakthroughs in that country. Not so much of severe disease, but of mild and moderate disease. And that is what got Israel so interested early on, a month or two ago, of a third booster to those people who've already had a shot. And right now in Israel, if you're 40 or older, actually this week it went down to 30. If you're 30 and older and you're 5 to 6 months since your second shot, you're eligible for a booster. And as soon as they started giving the boosters in Israel, the numbers of breakthrough have dramatically decreased. So we're seeing the effectiveness of the current shots, the current vaccines, to improve on the first two shots. And the third booster is coming to America September 20th.
Why are we waiting until September 20th? I want to get mine now. I'm going to go tomorrow and try to get mine now. Well, I don't see any reason. And I told some of the guys on the farm that we would go get them.
Good luck. But the FDA and the CDC has instructed the doctors to wait till September 20th.
Why?
Just give me a second, Doug. Instructed the doctors to wait till September 20th and at least 8 weeks till the second shot. And that is what they've decided. And when they decide that, you know, the doctors have to listen to that kind of.
But they don't have to do it.
They go at their own peril, Doug. I mean, if you're a physician, I'm sorry?
Is somebody going to sue you?
Because it's not the community standard. If you practice outside the community standard, you're liable. Yes.
And
your license is liable. You're liable to be sued, and because you're practicing outside of the community standard, and so you're vulnerable. And doctors who spend their whole lives getting licensed and setting up, or they're not willing to sacrifice themselves for things like that. And that's why most physicians will follow follow CDC and NIH guidelines. And that's just the way it works. The FDA, the CDC, the NIH have a huge impact on how physicians practice.
It's all like think. There's no real motive for you to think on your own or to work
I mean, there is, but it's at your own peril. You better be right. And if you're wrong, you're wrong big.
Yeah, okay.
That's the way, I mean, Doug, that's the way it works in America. Physicians follow what the FDA and the CDC and the NIH say. It's the guidelines. And if you practice outside the guidelines, you're putting yourself at jeopardy.
Well, see, they've got control of the situation. And whether they're right or wrong, they're the government and we're going to tell you what to do. The government, the government, the government, the government.
And there's going to be more of it, so stand by.
Not me. I'm not waiting 8 weeks. I'm getting mine tomorrow.
Well, good luck.
I can get it. I know I can get it. I know where I can get it, and I know how I can get it.
Okay.
And are you? Come on, you've been 8 months since you had
just slow down, slow down. So, and here's one of the big questions is Israel right now is down at 6 months and age 30. And one of the questions I have in my mind is why is Dr. Fauci, saying 8 months and the Israelis are saying 6 months? And that's a good question. Dr. Fauci has reviewed the data and he's saying that we're good till 8 months and he's just recommending a third booster because after that he's concerned that the antibodies decrease in a significant way and makes us vulnerable. The Israelis have decided that it's sooner. Why there is that difference in opinion between our FDA, CDC, and NIH and in Israel, I would love to get Dr. Fauci and ask him that question.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thinking is better. Thinking and then acting. Thinking for yourself, I think, is important. And so that's why I will continue to think for myself. People listening can do what they think is right. America is kind of, it used to be a free country. It's kind of free now. For you to make up your own, but I've decided I want a shot right now. I don't like the numbers that I see about the efficacy rate with regard to the shot that I got with the, and so I want to have another shot. That's all. And so, but everybody does their thing one way or another. All right, let's talk about how to help yourself if, in fact, you have too much weight and you want to lose the weight. Protect yourself from COVID. This is kind of an old story. I don't mean to beat a dead horse, pardon the pun, but I do think that the more we reinforce this, and that is the success rate that people have getting on the Calitrin weight loss program using the weight loss formula that doesn't include any stimulants or drugs, It's really very consistent, well thought out. 25 years in success. That's the column that you want to be in, right? I've said the story of a lady at church who was talking about needing to lose 30 or 40 pounds so she could be healthier. She was suffering some ailments because she was overweight. And one of the folks that she knew in church told her about Calitrin. And her story is up. It's posted at toploss.com, the website for Calitrin. Check that out. Check out that experience. Check out how well off you will be once you use this product that's made in the United States, certified by the FDA, independently tested for quality and purity. That's what you're getting. When you go to toploss.com, take advantage of the end of summer sale. You can mix liquid and capsules now for the first time. You can get as many, you buy the BOGO deal, buy one, get one free, as many as you want, and use the DJV code for that, plus free shipping when you sign up for Calitrin. Lose the weight and keep it off guaranteed, or your money back, the simple, straightforward, easy way. Calitrin at toploss.com.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, you know, working with my physical disabilities, I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that.
I just love him. I love you, honey.
You too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for this family, helped me to fight too. Well, I always loved it, but I love her 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/not alone.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love is what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Ken, let's get to the hospitalized patients that have not come back to health. How long are some of these patients? We know this week the passing of Phil Valentine, a radio talk show host, who'd been in the hospital for, I think, 5 weeks and been on, the ventilator that they put him on? The ventilator, right? For,
yes.
I think, 2.5-3 weeks. He was an example. There are other people who are hospitalized. How long has it taken to get back to being solid again?
Well, this is a study following a number of patients answering the question you're asking, published this week in the Journal of Hospital Medicine, Doug. When COVID-19 patients are discharged from the hospital, most are far from being well. Even if their hospital stay was fairly short, of 253 patients discharged from the hospital, almost 85% were still not back to their previous health 1 month later.
All right. So that's an interesting stat, isn't it, huh? Think about that. There's so much to think about. We'll talk about vaccine boosters from the J&J perspective as we continue here on this week's DJV Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610. Dealing
with COVID, again, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology. Those of you who like the idea of telemedicine and you want to check in with Ken, no matter what your malady, no matter what your question, no matter what your problem, Ken is a great sounding board, if I do say so myself, and I'm a great example of that. I talk to Ken, I get a really great physical overview after having spent the day at Ken's office. I want to know what's going on in my body. And Ken tells me. So you can start by connecting with Ken if you haven't seen him or talked to him before. Maybe you ask your first question via telemedicine. You can sign up for that at 352-735-1400, or you can make an appointment to go to the office. 735-1400, area code 352 for Lake Cardiology, Dr. Ken, down in Florida. Okay, a couple of postscripts to what we were talking about. You wanted to add something first to the mask discussion.
Well, yes, the governor of Oregon passed the requirement that we, in Oregon, mask outdoors. And that was pretty remarkable because we know this is an indoor virus and it's extremely rare to get COVID-19 outdoors. And you were talking about how people are responding to masks, and that's going to be an interesting rule to enforce. I heard her say that the neighbors should call the police if they see their neighbors not wearing a mask outside. That's pretty remarkable in Oregon.
Wow. That is. All right. So, anyway, let's move into the vaccine.
Let me just comment a little bit more about what you're talking about, this really interesting effects of being hospitalized. I just want to make one more comment about that came out of the Journal of Hospital Medicine this week, Doug, that more than half of people who were hospitalized reported a new disability that was interfering with their daily lives, including their ability to work. A similar percentage said they had new or worsening heart and lung symptoms, such as chronic cough, breathing problems, chest pain, and an irregular racing heartbeat. So this is the severe form of COVID-19 where you have to be hospitalized, you have trouble breathing, and this is what we're trying to prevent, and this is what the vaccines do a very good job, even to this point, with the variants of hospitalization. most people hospitalized are unvaccinated, or if they've been vaccinated, they're immunosuppressed. You know, they've had an organ transplant, they're on prednisone, or they're on another drug for rheumatoid arthritis or lupus, something like that, which is suppressing their immune system. They have had HIV, and either in an untreated or a very aggressively treated form, organ transplants, as we said, these are people immunosuppressed, and even with the vaccine, they're at risk of being hospitalized. But those who are healthy and have had two shots, especially the mRNA vaccines, they're still, the vaccines are still pretty good at keeping you out of the hospital. Getting mild or moderate COVID is a breakthrough with the variants, unfortunately, is not uncommon. And that's why when you're indoors in the public, especially if people are not vaccinated, you should wear a mask, in my humble opinion. Mm-hmm. I am now. I went back to doing it after July 4th. And that because, you know, I don't want to, if I can, if I get it, I get it. But I'm trying to prevent for myself a mild or moderate case. I was vaccinated with my second vaccine in January, and I'm eagerly awaiting my third booster.
All right. So when are you going to get yours?
Well, as soon as Dr. Fauci says I'm eligible.
So you're not going to do what I'm going to do and just go get it done. You're going to wait for Fauci.
I'm going to wait till they say I'm allowed to.
I'm surprised. Okay, but we'll just move off of that. A little J&J conversation. We continue in the next half hour of our visit with Dr. Ken on DJV Health. There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets, made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. The Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For the time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using at MyPillow.com the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k or IRA? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts agree the 401k has been a dismal failure, and even the man who invented it now says it's a monster that should be destroyed. 401ks and IRAs have major dangers, including fees that gobble up 50%. Savings over time. The government controls your money in these plans and changes the rules anytime they want. And it gets worse. History confirms we're past due for a major market crash that could wipe out 50% of your savings again. Now, a free report from Bank on Yourself reveals where the inventor of the 401k puts his money. It's crash proof, there are no fee surprises, and you control your money, not the government. Plus, your withdrawals are tax-free, which protects your savings from being devoured by taxes that can only get more monstrous. So get your report now at freereportfast.com. That's freereportfast.com. freereportfast.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is mourning the loss of the 13 service members who were killed in a bomb attack at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan.
The lives we lost today were lives given in the service of liberty, the service of security, and the service of others, in the service of America.
He said to those who carried out the attack, "We will not forgive, we will not forget, and we will make you pay." U.S. Central Command General Kenneth McKenzie Jr. said the mission will continue.
Despite this attack, we are continuing the mission.
He said they are coordinating. He said they are coordinating with the Taliban.
They have a practical reason for wanting us to get out of here by the 31st of August, and that's they want to reclaim. They want to reclaim the airfield. We want to get out by that day too, if it's going to be possible to do so. So we share a common purpose.
This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Seven Capitol police officers sued former President Trump, the Proud Boys, and others for their alleged involvement in the January 6th attack at the Capitol. The lawsuit is the first to implicate that Trump and his campaign worked alongside far-right extremists and white supremacists to overthrow the 2020 election. Among the defendants named in the suit were Republican operative Roger Stone, the Oath Keepers, the Stop the Steal campaign, and more than two dozen individuals who promoted the baseless claim that the 2020 presidential election was stolen. Thousands of Trump supporters attacked the Capitol on January 6th, immediately following a speech Trump gave at the Ellipse. The protesters stormed the Capitol in an effort to stop a joint session of Congress from certifying the results of the election in favor of President Biden. According to the suit, because of defendants' unlawful actions, plaintiffs were violently assaulted, spat on, tear-gassed, bear-sprayed, subjected to racial slurs and epithets, and put in fear for their lives. Plaintiffs' injuries, which defendants cause, persist to this day. A statement on the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights under law, which is representing the plaintiffs, accused the defendants of violating the Ku Klux Klan Act, which bans conspiracies to use force, intimidation, and threats to keep law enforcement officers from doing their job. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Focusing on you and your health and all the COVID stuff. So, Johnson & Johnson's vaccine, what about the booster there? That was a one-shot deal. And one wonders what the efficacy is. What I saw, you know, when we look at the three major shots, the one that I had seems to provide the least protection. And you had it too, I think. Right?
Well, you're talking about in terms of protecting you from the variant.
Lasting, how long it lasts. Strain. Yeah. How long do the various vaccines last in your system to protect you?
Okay, well, it's very individually variable. I mean, one possibility for you is to get your antibody checked, which, interestingly, the FDA is advising not to do, which is a controversial issue. But one can check for spike protein antibody to see how the mRNA vaccine is still working in oneself. One can also check for antibody to see if they have natural immunity. But you're asking several questions. You asked about the J&J vaccine. The news on that this week is that Johnson & Johnson announced that new studies show that people who receive the one-shot COVID-19 vaccine can build up more protection against the coronavirus with a booster shot after 6 months. J&J said the research showed that those who received the booster after 6 months had significantly more antibodies than they did just a month after they had the first shot. And again, it's perplexing to me why we're waiting for 8 months and the Israelis are waiting for 6 months to get the third shot. And now you're having people like Doug who are trying to get around the system, and that's going to happen. And that's why I would love to have, I mean, I've heard Dr. Fauci comment that, you know, based on his read that we still have enough protection to protect us against severe COVID-19, but it would seem like there's really good protection after 6 months. I'm surprised we're not going to 6 months to start the third booster, but what do I know?
Well, you know a lot more than Fauci does, I think. I don't think people pay much attention to him at all anymore, frankly. So at any rate, enough on this. I think we've had, I'm finding myself, I'm wearing out on talking about it because it becomes the same thing over and over and over and over again. There's nothing worse for the listener than to listen to the same thing over and over again. I did see that the director of the CDC warned that there are unauthorized booster shots. So what does that mean, unauthorized? We have Pfizer, we got Moderna, we got J&J. Is there some other thing floating around out there that some drugstores have? What is that? What are we talking about here?
There are other shots. There's, you know, AstraZeneca has one. The Chinese have one. The Russians have one. And
who in their right mind would take a Chinese shot or a Russian shot? Seriously.
I'd be wondering about it. What the recommendation is to try to get the one that you had originally, but if you can't, you know, then get one of the mRNA vaccines. But Johnson & Johnson just came out with theirs, but my humble advice would be to try to get the original, a third of the original two you had, and if you had J&J, get a second J&J.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So that seems to be the, that's important. All right. Next item here, studying what Ken does during the week to help his own practice and to help us out on the air, study the medical journals to see and to understand what it is that they're reporting on, studies, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Here's one concerning those of you who like to ride bikes. What's the bottom line as to what you're risking?
Yeah, this really hits me personally. One of my boyhood friends who became a very well-known ophthalmologist, eye doctor, if any of you see that, I'm going to give him a plug because he's really kind of a special guy. You're reminding me of this. The product TheraTears, which you now see in the grocery store all over the place, one of my boyhood friends, an eye doctor, was the doctor who really pioneered this and was responsible for this product being out there. And he unfortunately had a biking injury in his late 50s and unfortunately passed away, and very, very sad. I was supposed to see him. He invited me to a family function. I couldn't go because I was unfortunately had to work, and I figured I would see him again. And this is why you just never know. Very sad, but this really hit home to me when I read this, reminded me of Dr. Jeff. This comes out of the Journal of Neurosurgery Spine this week. Doug, you're always talking about football. Yes, the risks of football and also other contact sports get a lot of attention for their injury hazards. But for most adults, bike riding is the biggest backbreaker of them all. Of more than 12,000 sports-related spinal injuries among American adults, researchers found that a full 81% were due to bicycling mishaps. This surprised me. 81% that high were from the bicycling mishaps.
Yeah, that's very serious, it would seem. Be careful as you ride. I love to ride a bike. I've been riding a bike since I was five, six years old. Great thing. I think it's great exercise. Great for my calves, you know, and your your hips. I mean, it just seems good for you, but this is something to think about at least. But you know what?
Careful.
The other side of it is everything's bad for you. You can, driving a car is bad for you if you don't know how to drive a car. And most teenagers today don't know how to drive a car. So if you take that into consideration and think about, you know, under the circumstances, really, is there anything that's safe? There's pretty much everything has a risk, doesn't it?
Well, if it's used inappropriately.
Yeah. Dr. Ken Kronos, Doug Steffen here on this week's DGV Health Program. Don't forget, our podcast summarizes a lot of the conversations that we have every week. You can see them chronologically. They are all listed at DGVHealthShow.com, going back years and years and years. If you've got a malady, if you've got a question, the summary that's there on the page, you click on it, you can listen to the broadcast. That's at DGVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Thinking about rest, thinking about getting a better night's rest. If you come home from work and you don't have a lot of time, you have something to eat, and then you want to go to bed, getting into bed should be something that really is desired. I love getting into bed, knowing that I have my pillows, I have my pillowcases, the sheets that feel so smooth. Granted, I change them a lot because I like fresh sheets. But this is the sheet that's made from the world's best, the finest fabric in the world, from a small town in Egypt. Luxurious, soft, breathable, has a great, as I say, finish. So when you jump into bed, just now picture yourself. Close your eyes as long as you're not driving. Picture yourself getting into bed and feeling yourself wrapped around a sheet that feels so smooth. That's why they call them the Dream Sheets, the Giza Dream Sheet Set. Available now with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You sleep on it, you don't like it, send it back, get your money back. That's it. The Giza Dream Sheets, two sets for one low price, plus free shipping at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV at checkout, and you'll get fabulous discounts, 30 to 65% on all the things that are in the MyPillow product catalog. Tons of great things helping you sleep better and live better. So check it out, MyPillow.com, and use at checkout the discount code DJV.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. 800-338-3814. That's 800-338-3814.
Retail X is one of the biggest events in the retail calendar. Each year, the world's biggest brands attend a Chicago-based event to stay up to date with the latest trends and insight into consumer behavior, all looking ahead to the future of the retail industry. Courtney Schaefer-Lovold from the leading provider of marketing software in Marsis is here to tell us more.
Retail X is marking the launch of our Customer Loyalty Index, which explores what customer loyalty means in 2021 and beyond, what consumers are looking for from brands, and how some of the world's largest retailers have rethought their approach to loyalty post the pandemic. We're launching the index because loyalty is the core of our platform and ultimately everything that we do. We found that loyalty comes in many forms, from loyalty that is built through emotion to even more of a secret kind of loyalty. After interviewing over 7,000 consumers across the globe, we've discovered that loyalty isn't just about points and prizes. It's about every aspect of the customer journey. To find out more, you can head to our website, amarsis.com.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronos. So here's something that is very interesting in that you are always talking about the Mediterranean diet. Now there's another reason, especially for men, to pay attention to that diet, it would seem.
Absolutely. And this comes out of the European Society of Cardiology Congress this week, that the Mediterranean diet, Doug, may help reduce the symptoms of erectile dysfunction. Men with high blood pressure and erectile dysfunction who adhered to the Mediterranean diet, which emphasizes whole grains, vegetables, legumes, fruits, nuts, as well as seafood, olive oil, low-fat dairy products, and some poultry in moderation. They saw improved blood flow and performed better on measures of sexual health. So eating the Mediterranean diet may help you perform better, guys, if there's any concern about erectile dysfunction. Most erectile dysfunction is a circulation issue, and the Mediterranean diet, which we've been screaming about to help lower the risk of heart attacks and strokes, it also helps the circulation to the areas of most concern to many guys.
All right. I just want to go back to COVID for a second, because I didn't ask for your comment on what the World Health Organization said this week during a media briefing. Corona booster shots, they say there's nothing that tells you that there is a benefit to getting a shot. That's what they say. Who listens, if you'll pardon the pun, to the World Health Organization? Who? Because they're controlled by the Chinese. So, but do people pay attention to this? And this is dangerous? Is this sort of understanding immunization and vaccines and that sort of stuff? What do we need to think about the World Health Organization saying that the data is not conclusive about a booster shot?
Well, I think the Israelis are the smartest on this. Yeah. I think they have the best data. I think they watch it the most carefully. And I think they're looking for safety and effectiveness. And Israel would not be urging right now everyone 30 and above to get a third shot 6 months after their second shot. So if there was an issue with it, the Israelis would not be advising it. And I'm going to defer and go with that judgment as opposed, in all due respect, to who?
No respect. I have no respect for the World Health Organization at all. Run by the Chinese, you can't believe a word that they say. So forget about what they say and listen to what Ken says and what the Israelis in this circumstance are doing. The Department of Veterans Affairs is excluding Aduhelm, Aduhelm, which is a drug made by Biogen. They say it's not in the approved list of drugs because there's a lack of evidence of a meaningful benefit. And it costs $56,000 a year. And they're not going to pay for it because they're not sure. Do they not want to pay for it because they don't know what the benefits are, or do they don't want to pay for it because of $56,000 a year? Have you ever practiced at all with the VA? I don't think I've ever asked you
that. In my training, I worked as a medical student at the Philadelphia VA, as an intern and resident at Duke at the Durham VA, and as a fellow in cardiology at the University of California San Francisco at the San Francisco VA. So I'm very grateful to the VA. A lot of medicine. I worked at three of them in my training.
All right. So what would you say about a drug that costs $56,000 a year? Are they saying they won't pay because it's too expensive or because it doesn't get results?
Well, I would have to review the data, and I think what they have done is looked at the data, and they're concerned about the safety and effectiveness. I don't know the specifics on it. But I would be glad to research it if you'd like.
Well, it's an Alzheimer drug,
now I know what you're talking about. I didn't quite catch what you were saying when you were.
I mean, I pronounced it.
I think right. The drug that you're talking about is controversial, and there are many in the area who don't think it's adequately effective and were surprised that it was approved. I think that's the drug you're talking about. It's a great amount of controversy. So,
maybe they're right on this one. All right, coming up, questions for Dr. Ken here on DJB Health.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Three past the hour now. It's time for questions for Dr. Ken Kronhaus from DJV Health. The questions come from different sources. Here's one interested in wine and whether wine is better with certain foods and not so good with others. And there's also a question about how much wine is good for your blood pressure. So wine in general, bringing that into your diet, how effective, because you hear a lot of things, you do. Don't drink too much, you should have a little, everybody should have some alcohol. So what should we know here, Ken?
Well, it's hard for doctors to advise drinking alcohol because many people just can't stop at the right point. So that's why doctors in general don't say, hey, drink.
Do doctors drink? How many doctors do you know that drink?
No, no. Well, I mean, most are not teetotalers, but okay. But it's all in moderation. For a guy, after two servings of any alcohol in a day, you're not doing it for your health. For a woman, it's much harder. After one serving of any alcohol in a 24-hour period, you're not doing it for your health. So if you want to consume a little bit of wine and enjoy it, fine. It's all in the amount. And there is this article in a Hypertension Medical Journal this week that adults who regularly eat certain foods, apples, pears, berries, and red wine, tend to have lower blood pressure than their peers. One thing these foods have in common, Doug, is a high content of the antioxidant plant compound called flavonoids. And flavonoids appear to be good for the heart, they lower blood pressure and are good for cholesterol and just improve blood vessel functioning in general. So if you can stay within the healthy amount of wine, one serving for a woman or up to two glasses a day for a guy, and you're not going to have any other beer or mixed alcohol, then it's good. But that's the real challenge, is staying at the healthy amount.
I'm getting a kick out of this Krispy Kreme is offering two donuts for all those who get their COVID vaccine. And if you have ever had a Krispy Kreme donut, you know that they're loaded with everything. So apparently there's been some criticisms from the cardiologists about giving people these Krispy Kreme donuts. So they have added heart-friendly donuts to the COVID vaccine deal. Can you imagine? Is there a donut, really, from your point of view as a cardiologist, that's going to be heart-healthy?
Well, I'm a great believer that treats are okay, and if you want to have a Krispy Kreme as a treat, it's fine with me.
But just get
vaccinated.
It sounds like experience, though. You've had a few Krispy Kremes in your life, I'm guessing.
Probably less than a handful, single handful, but you know, I know what they taste like.
Yeah. Okay, the monoclonal antibodies. Question about whether they can be used for other things. A lot of attention paid to them when it comes to COVID, but what else can they be used to prevent?
I thought you'd be personally interested in this.
I am.
This is science immunology this week. Doug, antibody therapy may help prevent the development of celiac disease, the digestive disorder that limits the body's ability to process foods that contain wheat, barley, and rye. The approach uses specially modified monoclonal or laboratory-created antibodies that prevent the human immune system from recognizing gluten, a protein found in these foods, as a toxin. And the important thing is this study that was done in mice, and this has not yet been done in humans. So stand by. I believe the research is going to begin, but this is a hopeful way to treat celiac disease because apparently it works in mice.
All right. How long is it going to take, do you think, before it's proven out? Because I'd like to get a hold of it fast.
Right. I think you're going to probably, you know, I think you're looking at several years before this becomes on the street corner.
Last question has to do about with mothers who are obese. How does that affect the child once the child is born?
Yeah, this is fascinating. JAMA Network opened this week. People, Doug, who are obese before and during pregnancy are more likely to have children who develop cognitive and behavioral difficulties as they age. Children born to people who are obese or severely overweight late in pregnancy have lower IQ scores and perform less well on behavioral assessments during childhood and adolescence than those born to people of healthy weight. So mom and dad, don't be obese when you start to have children.
Yep. Lose the weight and keep it off. That's what Calitrin is so good at doing. Thank you, Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on DJV Health at 59 past the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.